Xiao Gang, head of the China Securities Regulatory Commission, started his keynote speech by acknowledging regulation defects and showing determination to make changes.
The abnormal fluctuation lately has shown how immature our stock market is. Our investors are still irrational. The trading system is far from perfect. We're not well prepared in terms of regulation. It has also exposed other problems, such as loopholes left and poor skills on the part of CSRC in regulation. We must learn from this profound lesson.
China's A-share market has suffered a dramatic fall of 38% since its peak in mid-June, and the plunge has erased $5 trillion in the market value. To deal with the market volatilities, Xiao Gang reiterated that the commission will resolutely crack down on illegal trading and enhance supervision over investors' accounts.
China will investigate the borrowing of accounts, the opening of virtual accounts, parents and accounts, and accounts with more than one shareholder attached, and ban all kinds of illegal securities and futures trading.
Xiao pointed out that more supervision is also needed to ensure transparency in the stock market, as some listed companies have failed to disclose real information to investors. In his speech, the head of securities watchdog mentioned the word supervision 99 times in total. However, Xiao didn't directly talk about the circuit breaker mechanism, which has now been suspended by the CSRC on January 7th to maintain market stability. Under the short-lived system, a rise or fall of 5% in the benchmark CSI 300 index triggered a 15-minute suspension in the stock trading, while a move of 7% closed the market for the rest of the day. To deepen reform of the Chinese capital market, the securities regulator has also promised to gradually launch a registration-based initial public offering system.
Registration system reform will not be achieved in one step. The issue of new shares will not open immediately, thus there will be no massive expansion of new stocks.
Meanwhile, Xiao Gang revealed that the regulator aims to grant international investors greater access to Chinese capital market in 2016. As such, China will initiate a Shenzhen Hong Kong Stock Connect, improve the Shanghai Hong Kong Stock Connect, and study the feasibility of Shanghai London Stock Connect later this year. For CRI, I'm Mo Mo Zhen.